to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Our first guests began playing music together 7 years ago while they were students at Augustana University. In college, they entertained by playing cover songs. Now the band is putting emphasis on their own music. Back Alley is the musical merging of a folk lover, a classic rock aficionado, and an ex-metal bassist. You can see Back Alley today at 5:45 p.m. at the downtown Sioux Falls Block Party. They also play tomorrow night at Buffalo Ridge Brewing in Hartford. And they're joining us for A Moment in Sound today as a two-piece band. Normally, you've got three folks with us. Today, we have Ryan Rockwell and Dustin Peterson in the Leo P. Flynn Gallery today. Dustin, Ryan, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thank you.
All right, tell us who we're missing. We better give a shout-out to our third.
Ethan Pauly is his name, and he decided med school was more important than music stuff. So
Just for today, though.
Yeah, that's right, just today.
We'll allow it for today. Tell us a little bit about making that transition from getting to know each other in college and playing Back Alley for people who don't know, who are not Augie grads like we are. Tell them about Back Alley first, where the name came from.
Yeah, well, Back Alley is a little stage area. It used to be a bowling alley, and it's a little stage area with wooden floor, and the dances and different events would happen there. And that's kind of where we first started playing together, was right there in the back alley. We'd have our practices there, and then a lot of the gigs we had were just playing for Augustana events.
So then at some point, you graduate into the world, and you like playing together. Did you know each other before, Augie?
Well, Ryan and I did.
Yeah, funny enough, we both went to high school together at Roosevelt and really didn't talk to each other at
all. No, we didn't. No, I didn't really. No, I hate him, so yeah. we didn't know, but we all just kind of meshed so well. And Ethan and I both started writing in college. I think Ethan maybe even before college. Mm-hmm. But so we started just playing our originals together, and then it really melded, and then we started writing together.
And how did you, those different sort of backgrounds, how does that sort of bring different influences to that process?
I don't know. It's kind of fun to, I mean, a lot of different perspectives. A lot of times when you play with a bunch of people that listen to the same music, you kind of get into ruts a little bit easier. So it's nice to have people that listen to a lot of different things, because they can bring those things to the table. The ideas are a little different. And so when it gets meshed together, it's a little easier to have things that sound a bit different.
Yeah. What will you play for us first today, please?
This first one is called Westward Ho. It's the first one that Ryan wrote and brought to the group. And that was actually a couple years ago now. Mm-hmm. And we just recently this summer decided to start actually playing it. Mostly so Ryan could, you know, like show it to his mom so she could hang it up on the fridge or whatever.
I have one, so.
Yeah. But no, it's one that he wrote traveling to the hills for Ethan's wedding, actually. And so it's kind of our South Dakota song, if you will. Nice.
Headed west for to see the show. Answer's yes, yes, I'm still saying no. And maybe someday I'll be in that place. But I'm not in no hurry, this ain't no race. And headed west.
Let's try that again.
Feels him closer as his cars pass by. Keep my eyes forward in the mirror. I see the woman I thought could set me free. Oh Lord, but in her heart she never fell for me. I'm moving on. On the stage, two lovers play their part. Close the deal and open up their hearts. Teary-eyed, the bride, she reads her vows. The groom reveals the fields he feels aloud. Maybe someday I'll commit my life, settle down with some gorgeous wife. There's room in my heart, she could fit right in. But I'm gonna need to find her for that to begin. Come on! Woo! Travel west, now I find myself here. Not craving love, just want another beer. Maybe someday it'll be my show, where the answer's yes, but right now mine's still no.
Listening to Moment in Sound on SDPB Radio. For our Moment in Sound today, we have the band Back Alley. Two of the three musicians are here with us, and you've got an EP, Bottles and Books. Tell us a little bit about putting that project together.
Well, that one is, we wrote maybe half of them together, and a couple of them are ones that we brought, Ethan and I brought to the table. And there's a guy, Nate Popple, I think that's how you pronounce his last name, but he was running open mic at Pave, and we loved the way he made us sound, and so we just contacted him, and he has done some recordings with other bands and stuff, so we got together with him and took, I think, a day and a half, maybe, just kind of laid it down in a studio and let it go.
Is it an exciting time to sort of be playing live and be, you know, in this regional music scene? Tell us a little bit about what it's like to, you know, to find different places to play, to connect with other artists.
Oh, it's a, I mean, it's a ton of fun. We've played more this summer than any other time, and it's been by far. And so it's always nice to, you know, be different places. We're out west a couple times, you know, we'll go up to different places, and it's just fun to, like, you know, get to know crowds. A lot of the places we play, we'll, you know, converse, talk with people in between sets.
Yeah,
it's a good time.
Yeah.
How does it change? You know, I mean, you get better from playing together more often.
I don't know about Ryan.
No.
You're putting in the, you know, you're putting in the hours, you're putting in the time. Do you get feedback from the crowds about, you know, obviously what songs they respond to, but other things, do you make changes then based on what you're hearing from an audience?
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Like one example is we have a couple of songs. They're both named after women, but and start with M, but one's McKenna and one's Marissa, and initially we were playing McKenna probably the most just because it was our catchiest, and then all of a sudden we started hearing a lot more about people wanting to hear Marissa, so now that's kind of become more of a staple of ours.
Yep.
All right, what will you play next for us? Another M?
Another M, man. This one's a little different. This one's Marine's Window, and it's I was visiting my grandma maybe 7 years ago, and my grandpa had recently passed before that, and I could tell she was kind of lonely. She was making up stories about her neighbors, and some geese would go by every day, and she would call them her friends as she watched them out her window, and so I wrote a song about how lonely my grandma is. So. Shining down, robins in the trees are speaking of. I'm standing looking, I'm watching out of my window, I'm watching out. Cross by almost every day. It's
safe to guess they don't know my name. Headed south, they just fly away. From damn cold weather, they just fly away. My loved ones are gone. My loved ones have all moved on. My loved ones aren't here enough. Aren't here. Little lonely old me. Mr. Reaper, please come on by. Extend your hand, and I'll give you mine. I want the end, and I will tell you why. Now one more day, and I will tell you why. Because my loved ones are gone. My loved ones have all moved on. My loved ones aren't here enough. Aren't here. For little lonely old me. Mr.
Moment in Sound today with Ryan Rockwell and Dustin Peterson of the trio Back Alley. Their EP is called Bottles and Books. You can find them online, backalleytheband.com. And you can see them tonight at 5:45 p.m. at the Downtown Sioux Falls Block Party. They play this weekend at Buffalo Bridge Brewing in Hartford as well. Like I said, you're playing a lot this summer. Tell us a little bit about, outside, inside, breweries. There's sort of a cultural shift right now as far as in, especially in Southeast South Dakota, of venues. What do you think still needs to happen to sort of make this scene come alive even more?
Good question.
Yeah, I mean, there's already a lot of really good music here, a lot of very, very talented people, as you know, having people in all the time. But I don't know, as the city grows, I think that scene will kind of blossom and give enough opportunities to the people that deserve it, because there's a lot of people around the area that deserve it. But like, you know, with the building of new stages, and a lot of the places that get built downtown have a stage or some sort of venue to bring in live music. So I think it's a really good thing. Just maybe a little bit more time.
Yeah. Do you get out to the hills and play often, or?
Not as often as I think we would like, especially just because since Ethan's doing med school stuff out there.
That pesky med school.
I know, yeah. Right? Always getting in the way. But since he's out there, if we get gigs out there, he's usually more likely to be able to join us, just time-wise. But but no, we've gotten a few gigs. We're heading out there next week, actually. We're going to be playing in Hermosa for their Beers and Ears Festival.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. What will you play next for us? Queen Loco. Tell us about this song.
Queen Loco is one I wrote after a bad breakup, that kind of song. But we have a different song that's more of just like slamming and insulting her. So this one I wanted to make.
He's not bitter.
No.
He just play a lot of songs about his exes. So.
Yeah. This one I wanted more of.
I can't remember who the interviewer was, but somebody asked Adele why she, when she put stuff in her songs. And she said, well, you better not screw me over. I'll edit right. for radio. But that's she was pretty determined. Like, well, if you do it, I'm going to sing about it. Yeah. So
I'm married now, so I guess my wife better watch out.
Yeah.
Everyone bow down now, the new queen is coming in. Everyone bow down now, Queen Locomotive's coming in. Everyone rise up now, the new day is starting. The nighttime was slept through after cussing and crying. No worries, we shall have spoken by our ruling queen. I ran straight to burning grass once our walls came crumbling. La da 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 da, la da 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 da, la da 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 da, la da 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 da. Oh, this hand she is holding, running far from reality, it seems she is folding. Her kingdom's collapsed, though she has not yet told them. This mind in her head, the damn thing is broken. Rounded edge, if you're one for describing, she's the worst we've ever had. The people kept chiding. Hey! La da 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 do, la da 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 do, la da 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 do, la da 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 da. This young lad come aboard, he came to fight. The queen flailed and struck, she fought hard back. But it was no use with her head on that plaque. La-da-da-da-da-do, 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 la-da-da-da-da-do.
Back Alley today on Moment in Sound. Find them online at backalleytheband.com and see them live throughout the summer. You can find all those dates on their website. We've got Ryan Walkwell and Dustin Peterson with us today, two of the three band members. We have time for one more song. Tell us a little bit about Marissa.
Well, Marissa is a song. It's my a song about my sister's ex-roommate that I met one time for 2 hours, then wrote a song about her. So it's not creepy at all. My wife likes to claim that I haven't written a song about her, but this girl I've met for 2 hours gets, you know, a whole entire song, but one of our catchiest. But it's not true. I have written songs. She just doesn't like them. But
thank you. colors change on these big old trees. My heart is set in the hills. My mind will ever bathe. It's not the same place. My mind is set, set on you. Problem, baby, is an attraction. It's not the distance or the thrills. Just come knocking when my sister's out. We won't have no explaining to do. Homer is sudden, make it to my show. Didn't bother me, oh no. Homer is a girl, I never wanna miss ya. See the bottom lines, I want you as my own. Of breezes changing seasons, we don't have to both go cold. Not the man to go and rush ahead, but when we drag our feet, we both grow old. Homer is sudden, make it to my show. Didn't bother me, oh no. Homer is a girl, I never wanna miss ya. See the bottom lines, I want. Homer is sudden, make it to my show. Didn't bother me, oh no. Homer is a girl I never wanna miss ya. See the bottom lines, I want you as my own. 3, 4, go!
Back Alley on Moment and Sound in just 2 hours. Marissa's going to make you famous, right?
That's right.
There
that's
you go.
Right.
That's a great song.
I mean,
song.
It's kind of been
a couple years.
Years.
But
years.
Yeah. Great song. You can find more at backalleytheband.com. See all their live gigs. Go see them this weekend. Bottles and Books is the EP. Gentlemen, thanks for being here. We really appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.
Thanks
for having
us.
Appreciate it.